So there was, for many years, a very long line outside the Badatz, Beis Horav, the Badatz, the place where they would pass in Shilas, at certain hours of the day, a few weeks before Yom Kippur. Those were the hours when Dayan Fisher, Yaakov Yisrael Fisher, who was on the Badatz years ago, when he would have his hours to sit and to pass in Shilas in the Badatz, the lines outside his door would go for a block or two. Why? Because Dayan Fisher was known to have a very unique shita in his haskama to a sefer that you're familiar with, even though you might not be familiar with it. There's a sefer Pnei Baruch on Avelus. You might not be familiar with the sefer Pnei Baruch, but you're familiar with the Art Scroll morning book, morning and halacha book, the book that's been, the Art Scroll morning Avelus book for the past 20 years until he came up with a new one last year. That's the English translation of the Pnei Baruch. In the Haskamah to the Pnei Baruch, Dayan Fisher was asked for Haskamah. In that Haskamah, he writes the following. He says that, because Nechleshu Hadoros, the generations have become weaker over time, and Asros, Nashim, Hipilu, Ubran, and because of the fasting on Yom Kippur, tens of women have suffered miscarriages. Therefore, he thinks all pregnant women should eat or drink on Yom Kippur, because we don't want to, God forbid, cause a miscarriage, chas v'shalom, and therefore all pregnant women until they get to the ninth month. In the ninth month, not, because they could just give birth, and it's already the ninth month, but up to the ninth month, all pregnant women should eat. So, as you could well imagine, all the pregnant women from all over Eretz Yisrael, certainly from Yishalayim, would try to ask him, I'm pregnant, should I fast? And they'd made sure to get to the Badatz to ask the Shaila between whatever his hours were in the day to Paskin Shailas. They all wanted to get his kula. The Poskim, however, including the Tzitz Eliezer, Avadia, and many others, have rejected this position on numerous counts. First of all, the very first line that he says is Nechleshu Hadoros. Is it true that nowadays our women are weaker, are less able to fast? One could argue that the pregnant women nowadays are probably in a much better position health-wise than previous generations. We have prenatals, folic acid, our diets are much more nutritious than previous generations. So why are you saying that we're more prone to danger than previous generations? Because remember, the Mishnah says explicitly that a pregnant woman should fast on Yom Kippur. The Shulchan Aruch says explicitly that a pregnant woman should fast on Yom Kippur. You're saying that things have changed since then? That's hard to imagine, especially since we probably have gotten healthier. Yes, that's a different question, but that's already been paskin, that we do, we are Mechal Shabbos, and we do eat on Yom Kippur to save not only the life of the mother, but also the life of the Uber. Yes, we pass like the Bahag, who says that we do. We are Mechal Shabbos for a fetus. We do eat to save the life of a fetus. That's correct. Thank you. We pass like that we do pass them to save the life of a fetus. So the first critique is Haki Senechleshu Hadoros. Number two, the Dayan Fisher said that he's seen tens of women who, God forbid, miscarried. So they critique Dayan Fisher's suggestion by saying, first of all, tens might have miscarried, maybe that's true, but the rest of Klal Yisrael, thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of pregnant women for all of the whole Jewish community, for all of Jewish history, since the Mishnah, as occurred in the Mishnah and the Shulchan Aruch, and until today, have all fasted, and they were all seemed to be just fine. If there was any issue with any significant number of miscarriages, there would have been an outcry, at some point. And furthermore, who's to say that out of hundreds of thousands, a few dozen is a significant number? Do you know that everybody who is hit by a car cross the street, those who are hit in the street. So you're not allowed to cross you. Of course you're allowed to cross you. Why? Because the statistical danger of crossing the street is minuscule to the extent that Dasha Barabim, and therefore we don't have to worry about that's not considered even a sfek of a pikuach nefesh, and therefore your numbers are so minuscule compared to the vast multitudes of Jewish women for all of history who did fast, as the Mishnah and the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and therefore that might not even constitute a sex feka of pikuach nefesh. And finally, they critique Dayan Fisher there's no medical evidence, and the doctor will correct me. There is a little bit of medical evidence based on Ramadan and a study in Shari Tzedek after Yom Kippur, two studies in Shari Tzedek, that women in their ninth month might go into labor more quickly if they're already in their ninth month. But if a woman in her ninth month gives birth in the ninth month, yeah?
Prove that any dehydration, is mean lack of the water of the, can cause premature labor. When I was practicing, all the Jewish lady that coming to me for young people, especially close to the that you mentioned, I was telling them, don't go to the shul.
Right.
Because you're losing more water.
Sure.
Because you are not obligated to go to the shul.
Right.
And also, if you feel...
I say the same thing.
Drink little by little. What?
So that I don't say.
Check with your rabbi.
Good. Okay, good. Good. Okay.
But dehydration is proof that can cause premature labor. No question.
Right.
One of the things that is stopping premature labor right away is giving a lot of pushing the
saline
water to the...
To hydrate. Yeah. Okay, there you go. You got it from OBG's mouth. So there's a lot more to talk about.
No,
Bezalel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 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 Y